22 minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome back to the Isibusiso Makhaza Show with me, Gugs Mhlongo. So off air, I was speaking to our guest, Andrew Levy, as well as Khomotso Tliane. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, Tliane. It is Tliane.
About needles and why I can't be
This is
going to
be a great segue into what we do.
I know, from needles to entrepreneurship. And I really envy people who are not afraid of needles. I just can't. They're tears, actual tears. I'm a grown person that cries in doctor's rooms if there are needles.
What's it about?
Well, I'm terrified. And it's the idea of it's always worse than the actual process.
I think there's a show there.
I can't. But I respect people who can. Anyway, but this is unrelated to entrepreneurship or what we're discussing this morning. But joined in studio by Andrew Levy, the founder of Umuzi, and Khomotso Tliane, who went through the Umuzi incubator program. Thank you both for joining us this morning and for indulging us while we wrapped up what I think was a very important conversation earlier on. But Andrew, Umuzi is about the creative industry. And we hear a lot about the creative industry, the kind of money it brings to the economy, the kind of jobs it provides, how it's important to nurture them, look after them, the creative industries, because it's one of the few sectors that's still showing potential for growth. So why the decision to create this incubator, and how is it different to what I think there are quite a few others? How is this one different?
Well, thanks for having us on the show, Googs. I've never been called an incubator, so I'm quite excited about that word, I must be honest. So Umuzi Academy started in 2014, and I think it started with the idea of access. A lot of us talk about access, you know, to opportunities and why we have 40% unemployment rate amongst youth. And one of the big issues is this access. It's saying that young people who are creative, who are talented in this space, can't get access to the industry because of a number of barriers. One of those barriers is at the tertiary education space. So just to give you an idea, a lot of creative industry is, or creative tertiary, is privatized. That means we're paying about 60 to 100,000 rand a year in order to study anything from graphic design to photography to visual arts, which is crazy. I mean, who can afford that these days? It's absolutely not. We're
can
in a recession.
Afford public universities.
Well, exactly. So, you know, the Fees Must Fall campaign spoke about government universities, but what about the private universities? And the problem and the challenge is that in South Africa, we face a huge issue with private institutions in the creative space owning the space. So what happens is that a lot of young people get ostracized, they get taken away from that opportunity because they simply can't afford it. And then the creative industries, they come and they want to see the talented young South Africans who really represent the country to actually work in their spaces. And there quite simply aren't any black people in those spaces because no one can afford it. Right? And what that then does is it means that the narratives that we're telling are one-sided. The people that are living the story aren't telling the story. And that's when we get ourselves into trouble. You saw that insurance brand on Father's Day who did that beautiful video with no black fathers in it. And they got absolutely lambasted on Twitter. And then their apology was dismal as well because they quite clearly don't understand the concepts of being a real South Africa. And so this is what we're trying to change. This is what we're trying to do at Umuzi. Our big thing is that we want to build access to not only high quality education, which is what we do at the Academy, but also high quality opportunities and jobs. Jobs that actually get you somewhere. Because there's a lot of, you know, you call it incubators. There are a lot of organizations out there that are trying to get young people jobs. And they do that, and they do that well. But the jobs are going nowhere slowly. Call centers, hospitality spaces. And it really doesn't allow young people to thrive. So what Umuzi is passionate about is creating a space where young people can come, they can upskill, they can learn the skills they need. They can then be introduced to an amazing opportunity at these creative creative institutions and industries, and actually then thrive and build on their career. So that's the first part of what we do. I'm sorry, I'm speaking a lot. The second part is we want to tell different narratives in South Africa. South Africa has so many rich stories that just aren't being told because the people that should be telling the stories
don't have access.
Exactly. So we want to tell rich South African stories, and that's part of what we're doing at Umuzi. We're trying to get young people like Khomotso to have the tools, have the resources to tell amazing stories, and he can go on forever about the stories he's been telling. And then the third part, which I think is just me being a South African and a young South African, is talking about an inclusive growth economy. I'm sick and tired of hearing about minority capital owning the space in South Africa. It's time that we change our attitudes. It's time that we change our values. And it's time that we look to more inclusive growth in our economy.
Okay. So it sounds
That's
a lot, which I think is important because part of the conversation around the creative industries is about, well, I think they're very misunderstood and we'll touch on some of that. But Khumotso, you went through the incubator.
Yeah.
How did you find the incubator and then the experience of it? So, you know, how did you get to know about their work? And then, and how you then, you know, the process of being in the program, how did that work out for you? But also the idea of being a creative, is it, do you find that it's still very misunderstood as being perhaps frivolous, not as serious, not, you know, it's not accounting, it's not law, it's not whatever it is. So, you know, your experience of being part of this incubator, but also being a young creative in the country.
Okay, so I studied law myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped out, worked at a call center.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I found out about Umuzi, because there was a friend of mine who was in varsity and he knew about Umuzi, and I had just started shooting at the time because I'm a photographer. So they told me about Umuzi, about how they can help me get in the industry. So I applied for the program, they took me in, and I was there for a year because the whole learnership takes about like a year. But it was interesting for me because you get there, you meet like whole different other creatives who are, it's the whole community, basically. There's graphic designers, there's copywriters, there's multimedia people. Like, so what Umuzi does, well, what it did for me, it was, it really helped me probably tell my story with more reason, or like tell my story. Like, my work was all over the place before that, but mm-hmm. they made it make sense for me mm-hmm. after that. And they exposed me to the industry because they offer internship after that. So I worked at Sunday Times and The Star. Mm-hmm. I was interning there. But for me, I came back and I thought to myself, maybe I should just go the freelancing way, mm-hmm. which is starting to work out really well for me as being a freelancer. I have a company of my own as a photographer. And yeah, I could say I'm economically active.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Umuzi was quite instrumental in doing that. And I think I'm quite fortunate again in the sense that I tell my own stories or my own experiences from how I grew up, from what I know already. I put those elements into my work. And I'm quite fortunate enough to get people commissioning for work that kind of like references the kind of work that I've always been doing.
Mm. So you get to do the kind of work you want to do.
Yes, basically. So that's been it for the longest time, I think for the past 3 years or so.
Okay. Yeah. Joined in studio by Khumotso Tliane. He is a graduate of Umuzi. And Umuzi is, the Umuzi Academy is around providing or bettering access to creative education for young people. And we're joined also by the founder of Umuzi, Andrew Levy, for the Entrepreneurship Corner for this week. And if you have some questions and thoughts on the creative industry and how we can better improve access to education and career opportunities for young people in that space, we'd love to hear from you on 021-446-0567 and 011-883-0702. You can also SMS us on 31702 and 31567. 25 minutes before midday, you're still in the Eusebius Makhaza Show with me, Gugs Mhlongo, and still hanging out in the Entrepreneurs Corner for this week, where we're speaking about the Umuzi Academy, which offers learnerships to young creatives. And we're joined in studio by the founder of Umuzi, Andrew Levy, also joined by one of the graduates of the Academy, Khumotso Tliane, and taking your calls, particularly if you're a young person in the creative industries, your experience of trying to get into it. Earlier on, Andrew was giving us a sense of some of the costs of trying to study one of the creative skills, something like you said, between 60,000 and 120,000 a year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's scary stuff, man.
So, you know, your experiences in this space, as well as if you're looking for some insight on how Umuzi can help you in your career, you can call us on 021-446-0567 or 011-883-0702. You can also hit us up via SMS on 31702 and 31567. Kagiso in Pretoria, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Cook. Thanks for having me, and good morning, good day to the panel as well. Cook, I have this thing, man. Like, you know, I was reading this book by Eckhart Tolle, mm-hmm. called The Power of Now. And I got to experience being in contact with the inner you. And when you get to be, I noticed that when you are in that space, I get to be creative. Like, you know, I get to write. I write nonstop, and I write manuscripts. I write, and it's like a lot of manuscripts. And because of my past experiences, I've got a lot of experiences based on the past and all that. So when I write, I've got reference to that, to those experiences and all that. So I don't know what exactly can they suggest or guide me on, because I would like to be able to know how to write a play, how to write to write a book for that matter, how to write songs for artists, because I get to be in that space, and I create nonstop. So what advice would they give me in this regard, please?
Thank you very much for that call. That's Kagiso in Pretoria. And maybe the follow-up question here is, when we speak about the creative industry, it's quite broad. It's a huge industry.
Yeah.
Specifically with this, with the Academy, which part of the creative industry do you deal with?
Because, you know, I'm so excited at the moment because the whole creative industry is moving towards this, what we call integrative creative, which basically means someone like Kagiso, who writes scripts, is going to be integrated into the creative, the formal creative industry, much more easier than in the past. So we've got the following departments. We've got a multimedia department, which is photography, videography, and editing. We've got a copywriting department, which Kagiso should look into, right? Everything copy in terms of advertising and production, so script writing, he should apply to. We've got graphic design, and that we're looking into the new world of graphic design, which is very much online and digital, and VR, which is blowing up. And we've got digital marketing, which is digital strategy or community managers. Anyone who loves social media, taking those selfies and then posting them on Instagram. Apparently I'm a very bad selfie taker, Khamoso says.
Most people are. And it's all about holding
the
phone.
It's the double chin vibe. It's the double chin vibe.
It's because you're not holding it high enough. Isn't that the art of a selfie? You hold the phone above your head?
I wouldn't know, because his photo that he took now of us, nah,
was terrible.
But the point is, integration is happening at such a rapid pace that if you think that you're creative and you have a specific set of skills, you need to get involved. You need to come talk to us, because as Khamoto was saying, and this is the most important thing, a community is building here amongst young black creatives that are not, you know, Umuzi is one piece in that. We need to have 50 more Umuzis, to be honest. And we need to have 3,000 more Khamotsos in this world. So this community that we're building is so, so important, because it's building on its own steam. It's building its own credibility. And it's building its own social capital. And that's what I'm loving about. That's this idea of this inclusive growth economy, is that we are just one cog in this beautiful space of community that is growing bigger and better every single day. And Googs, I saw you gave the Cape Town number as well. We've just opened in Cape Town. We're very excited about that. So now Cape Town creatives can get involved as well. They have this amazing opportunity where if they apply and they get in, they actually get flown through to Joburg. They spend 9 months with us in the big city, the big smoke. I know it's very scary for Cape Townians, but come hang out with us. And then we fly them back to Cape Town to actually work in the creative industry in Cape Town, because Lord knows that that place needs to be transformed.
But also doing some really cool work. I mean, some of the best creative works, or some of the big companies doing really cool work, are in Cape Town, actually. So it makes sense to kind of move between. I think that's really cool that you get to move between Joburg and Cape Town.
It's amazing how many people and how many stories we hear, countless stories of young people who are passionate about creativity and want an opportunity, coming from Rustenburg, coming from KwaZulu-Natal, coming from Bloemfontein. And they take overnight buses to come to the interviews, and they have no idea where they're going to sleep that night, but they know that this is their ticket. They know that this is their dream and they want to follow it. And this is what I'm so excited about. We in South Africa think about rich and poor, the haves and have-nots, as these two opposing buckets, where the haves have it all and the have-nots have nothing. The have-nots have huge amounts of talent and just don't have the opportunities to showcase their talent. They're not apathetic. Young people in South Africa are not apathetic. It's just that they don't have the opportunities. They have huge amount of hurdles that they have to get over day in and day out. And this is what Umuzi is trying to do. We're trying to build a different South Africa. We're trying to build a space where those hurdles are dropped, and we're trying to build a better space where it is more inclusive through creativity.
We've got Njabulo in Soweto, who is a former student of the Academy. Njabulo, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very well, thank you, Njabulo. So your experience with the Academy...
Yes, like it was the best section of my life. I literally was in a time period in my life where I was taking a gap from varsity. I came from varsity university into Muzi Academy, and the way I just walked into a space in which I was allowed to be a creative made me, realize even further why my honors research became like really important at that phase, at that point. By profession, I'm a teacher, and my honors research was concentrated on the lack of art education in 10, 11, and 12 in schools.
Mm.
And the reality of it is that right now in schools, there's so many young children who are creative, but nobody is harnessing that talent that they have. So in essence, my argument was that in South Africa, we do not have inclusive education. We claim to have it, but we actually don't, because the arts are sidelined. I mean, the reality of it is NSA, which is the National School of the Arts, is one of the only art schools in a very reputable distance around Johannesburg region. And I'm currently teaching in Soweto. And the main thing you're looking at is that, okay, so all the creative children in Soweto, who's catering for them? Who's harnessing their talents? Who's giving them hope that they can make a career out of their creativity, you know? And with all of that looked at, I think it's a beautiful thing that Andrew is saying, to say that we need many more Umuzi Academies around, and we need many more people who are creative to come to realizing their full potential. Mm-hmm. For me, I'd say the lack of art education, I link it directly to youth unemployment. And the high youth unemployment is literally being perpetuated even further by the lack of art education. Mm-hmm. And by saying art education, I don't mean art education should be replacing anything in the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, why can't a child do music and physics at the same time?
Yes.
Why can't I do art and mathematics at the same time? Why can't I be a visual artist as well as a mathematician at the same time?
Mm.
It's not an either or, it's actually and. We should be adding grade 10, 11, and 12 visual arts, music, drama. Everything should be added into the curriculum, and the child should have the opportunity to make their choice as to what they want to study, you know?
Mm.
So the best month of my time in terms of taking a break between my studies was at Umuzi, and it sparked off within me. I was in the copywriting stream, but my experience at Umuzi eventually got me going into photography. And out of the experience at Umuzi, I found myself getting such an interest in photography, and the guys and the team there just supported me, you know. And I tell you this much, whatever Umuzi is doing, we need that in the country.
Mr. Mkize, can I just say thank you very much, and that you inspire me, my brother. It's not often that we hear master students going back to teach in township schools to make a difference in South Africa. So I just want to say power to you, my brother.
Well, I couldn't have done it without the inspiration I got from you. I almost walked away from teaching, and you gave me that inspiration to go back into it. I really appreciate what you have done for me. You know, because when I came to you guys, you literally gave me the inspiration once again to go back into it.
Mm. Thank you so much for your call, Njabulo.
It's a pleasure.
That's Njabulo in Soweto. We've got Ranika on the East Rand who has a question. Ranika, good morning.
Morning. Thank you, Google, for this lovely topic today. Mm. And hi to your team as well, the panel that's sitting around there.
Good morning.
Morning. I'm a mom. My son is in matric this year, and he has been very talented and creative from a very young age. At the age of 7, 3 of his friends, they got together and they started writing comics. Over time, he has now converted them into not only digital characters, but he's started animating them. So he's extremely talented. Yes, as you've indicated, the institutions are very expensive, the ones I've approached.
Mm.
But what really disappoints me is that I'm sitting in the space for a few weeks right now debating where is he going to go. He's doing well in maths, like your previous caller was speaking now, physics, and his grades are good. And as much as I'm so liberal in terms of change and do what you are passionate, I'm afraid the employability issue is a challenge, and obviously the institutions, the lack of institutions as well. I feel really, really horrible. I built up his hopes that he's going somewhere, and then I say, no, but you're going to the normal universities and you're going to do a career where you can work. Unless we find something where we can secure employment, well, in inverted commas, it's a huge challenge. I'm so afraid right now. I don't know. I don't know where we're going, honestly. So
may I reply to that?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
What's your question, Renika?
So my question right now is, there are many parents in the same space as myself, you know, wanting to encourage their children on the creative space and being passionate. But obviously, from a risk management perspective, we can't really openly do it. How do we do this?
So, Renika, I think you have fears that are not unique to yourself. That's the first thing that you should know. Yes. A lot of parents out there are freaking out. As Khumoto told you, he went to be a lawyer because his parents gave him a few options. Lawyer, doctor, accountant. That's what you got, you know? Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter is, if you look at the statistics of South Africa at the moment, if your son or daughter gets through to university level, they have a 50% chance of graduating and then actually finding a job within the first 6 months. At Umuzi, just to give you an idea, we've been doing the Umuzi Academy since 2014. 82% of the people that, the young people that go through our programs are now employed formally in the creative industries, earning between 8 and 15,000 rand as a starting salary. That's not to talk about someone like Khumoto, who's now, you know, someone who's doing freelance work. I don't want to say how much he's earning, but let me just tell you, it's not bad money at all. So if your son is as talented as you say he is, please, umuzi.org is the place to go to. It's a very easy application process. And let's start this journey together. We need to inform our parents that, hey, there are more opportunities out there. Mm. Instead of having your son and daughter locked up in a cage in some kind of corporate where they're hating their life, let them explode their talents. And let's change the narratives in South Africa. And it sounds like your son is the perfect person to do that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Please get in touch.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call, Renika. That's Cheers, Renika girl. On the East Rand. We need to go somewhere very quickly, but we're going to get into, and I mean, we haven't spoken about the actual nitty-gritty of the program and what it involves and, you know what the opportunity is for people who are part of the program. So when we come back, we're going to get into some of those details about what the one-year learnership involves and the opportunity for young people to get involved in it, but also what you need to do to apply. And if you have any questions about the creative industry, specifically the program offered by Umuzi Academy, we'll take your calls on 011-883-0702 and 021-446-0567 when we come back. Minutes before midday, 9 minutes before we wrap up the show and leave you with the midday report. But wrapping up this week's Entrepreneurs Corner, and it's quite an exciting, I think, organization that we're speaking to this week, Umuzi Academy, which offers learnerships to creatives, young people who are looking to become creative professionals. And we're joined in studio by Khumoto Tliane, who's a graduate of the Academy, but also joined by Andrew Levy, who is a founder of the Academy. Now, one of the things we haven't touched on is what the actual program entails. Mm. It's a one-year learnership.
Yeah.
And so what does that involve? Once you sign up, what are you doing for that year? But also, are you able to do work? Is it full-time? Is it part-time? Because mm-hmm. often, you know, people need to work while studying because, you know, people must live. So what is the structure of the program?
These are great questions, Gugu. So effectively, very quickly, one of the big issues around access to high quality education is, what kind of education are you getting in these tertiary spaces? We see fees must fall, but no one's actually asked, what kind of education are you getting at these government organizations? And one of the things that we pride ourselves on is, we do on the job training. So we do on the job education. It's funny, when you go into other institutions, you see textbooks from 1994 in how to be a graphic designer, and it's published 1994.
That's
an age ago. Now, most of our recruits weren't even born in 1994. And let me tell you, graphic design has moved on since then. So the idea is that we work on the job. We work on live briefs. We have clients. And the idea is that you work with your managers. We don't have any lecturers or facilitators. These are guys and girls from industry that know what good looks like. And we work to deadlines. We work to complete live work, and we have clients who then go yes or no. And we've worked with some really cool people. So if you're a small company, a small medium enterprise company, you want to do a bit of work with us, we'd love to work with you. So go to umuzi.org and check that out. And then the idea is that you work in your departments, but you also work in this integrated space. And at the end of that year, we support you to get into the industry and support you to take your next step, which is very exciting for us because one of our big things is that we don't train for a certificate. Yes, you get one and we've got it. So you can show so mom and dad. There. Exactly. Mm. But the point is we don't train for a piece of paper. Our level of success. And when we say we have been successful is when you get a job. So that's the beautiful thing. And that's what we're very, very excited about.
So, Khumotso, when you tell people that you went to the academy, I mean, when you graduated from the academy, did you find that you were able to use what you'd learned, the fact that you'd gone to find work? Because one of the things Andrew was just saying the academy prides itself on is that people, you've actually got a pretty high rate of alumni being able to get and find work. And once you'd graduated, did you find that having not just the piece of paper, but it being from Umuzi made a difference?
Yeah, because, there's a creative process that they usually follow at Umuzi. So with my work, how I work, I usually follow that creative process. Mm. You know, so that really helped me a lot with creating some of the work that I create and also getting out there and going to work with other people. I still implement the same creative process. It's a process that you can literally implement in your everyday life even. Mm. So it was really helpful in that sense. And some of the learnings that I got from there, I think more than anything for me, it was the experience of being within that space because you get to learn how to work with other people. You know, it's a big collaborative space. It's easy to collaborate with other creative people who are in the same space. And that really just opens you up to like other ideas or even opens you up to how your work can even grow even further. So yeah, it's been great like that.
And the other thing, sorry, Gugs, just to interrupt that or to add on to that is that we don't take our intake at the beginning of the year, right? Mm-hmm. We work like an agency. So we have multiple intakes throughout the year. One's coming up now in August. So if you feel like you need an opportunity and you're taking your gap year, cut your gap year short, go to umuzi.org and apply. And why we do that is because we believe in peer-to-peer learning. Mm-hmm. So let me give you a small example. It's very small. Khumotso is amazing on Instagram. And you got to check out his Instagram feed because it is on fleek. Apparently, that's a young word that people use, right? It is on fire. Not, okay. You see, I'm too old already.
We were using that word 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, it's lit, right? Okay. And what's amazing is that Khumotso, I do a bit of photography part-time. And Khumotso taught me the art of putting my work out there, not being scared to learn from others out there. So Khumotso gets amazing feedback on his Instagram feed, on his Behance account, and he gets a lot of his work through that, which is amazing. And that taught us. So this idea of who is the student and who is the teacher is completely mangled at Umuzi. We all are in this kind of high quality learning environment, and that's what's more important. And that's what we're, you know, I think that's one of the big benefits to Umuzi is that there's a lot of peer-to-peer learning going on.
Mm. And who can apply? Who are you looking for?
So we're looking for any South African who's got a matric, who's in the age of 18 to 28.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in that age group, let's talk. This is the beauty of Umuzi as well.
Okay.
We want to make...
We can have a conversation.
We can have things going on. And if you think that you want to get involved in this community in some way or form, please discuss it with us. We're about inclusivity. If you are a creative that is in the industry already and you want to discuss some stuff, you want to hold some masterclasses, you want to do talks with us, come check us out. Umuzi.org on Facebook, on Instagram, we're Umuzi, on Twitter, and just get involved in what we're doing. We're involved in First Thursdays as well. So there's just a lot of opportunities to build in this beautiful community.
And the next intake, you said, is coming up in August.
That's correct, yeah.
And the website is Umuzi, that's umuzi.org.
That's correct. Simple as that.
Thank you very much. Andrew and Khumotso, it's been a pleasure having you.
Can I just punt this guy one more time and just ask him, what is your Instagram handle, please?
Khumotso_Neto.
Neto,
Khumotso.
That's
N-E-T-O. Yeah. Twitter, well, across all social media platforms, yeah.
Khumotso_Neto.
Yeah. Google, please check it out and tell us what you think of his work.
I will do. Thank you so much for joining us. When we come back, wrapping up the show and leaving you with the Midday Report.